Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio. Every Monday for the past 7 years, from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time, Channel 1. And everybody who wants to see us right now on a Facebook, please just go to LA Talk Radio. And I think we are there live. And soon, in 1 hour, I will be like reposting our live feed from Facebook. Okay? But right now, I have in the studio wonderful, right now, friends. I will call both of you friends. Aww. Your name is, go closer to the microphone.
My name is Jerry Kane.
And your beautiful wife?
Hi, I'm Karen Dabby.
And she's really beautiful. Outside of that, I have something so, so special. Special for me, and I'm hoping special for everybody. Again, LA Talk Radio, Accent On with Ilona Europa is right now talking to very, very special gentleman. He is calling to us from Europe. It's at 3 a.m. right now in Poland. Then everybody needs to really, really feel for him and be very thankful that he took the time to call us. And his name is Wojtek Kochanek. Hi, Wojtek.
Hi, how are you?
Wow, it's so cool you are up and you'll be talking to us, because I would love to share your life story with our listeners and saying that I'm very, very proud to know you, to work with you, and I think I can call you my friend also. Yes, Wojtek?
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
Okay, you are calling right now from beautiful Polish town, yes?
Yes, from Wrocław.
Okay, you are calling from Wrocław. But for many, many, many years, you were in Los Angeles working as a producer, mixer, engineer in many, many amazing studios. And you were producing the biggest name in this industry. And you received even Grammy.
Wow.
For one of the album. Then I don't even know what to say. Outside of that, that is big bravo from everybody.
And Thank you very much. Thank you.
I will be asking you lots of questions. And also, I will say that we just finished song that we co-composed together, and you also were producing mm-hmm. the song, and we'll be playing the song. This will be big, big premiere for me, and I am very, very excited for that. Yes?
That's right.
Okay, Wojtek, you need to just tell us your life story, and you have not so much time, but your life story is very dynamic. Then I really, really think will be exciting for you. Okay, tell us how this happened. You were born in Poland, and
I was born in Poland still in communist time, and as everybody else during that time, basically, you know, we went by and with our dreams. I used to go to music school first, basically, classical guitar, and I never even thought of being in America sometimes in the future. But in the 80s, as everybody knows, there was solidarity time and uprising, and in 1981, I went for a short vacation to Munich, Germany. And about 7 days later, there was a martial law in Poland.
Wow, you picked the time.
And because of that, a lot of people stay out of country.
Yeah.
Basically never went back because we were not sure what's happening in the country. And we knew that if we go back, we will never be able to go out again. So that was the reason I stayed out of country. And at that time, I went to music school in Germany.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you were working in a few towns there, yes? Just probably playing...
Well, at that time, I just played in bands and tried to make my career as a musician. My political status was basically kind of in limbo, and I didn't have any papers. So when the opportunity arose to get immigration to United States, I applied for immigration, and I was approved, and I got a passport, and I was able to come to United States.
And then, you know, so many people had very similar road to USA, but not so many people wind up to work with Ozzy Osbourne, Whitesnakes, Usher, Ice Cube, Patti LaBelle, and Chaka Khan, Fleetwood Mac. And I mentioned Chaka Khan. Then again, you know, you came here from Germany. You're originally from Poland, very, very well educated, beautiful, wonderful guitar player. And now you're starting life in America, and you got hired to work in Paramount Studios, yes?
That's right. I mean, basically, when I got to United States, I knew pretty quick that I want to be in Los Angeles. And I had my wonderful cousin who helped me to basically get to L.A. and find a place. And as many immigrants, we basically tried our best to make a living in Los Angeles. And I was young at that time, so for me was, again, the main goal was to get more educated. First music school and then recording and production school in Los Angeles, Los Angeles Recording School. And as many graduate, we basically were trying to get a job. And after a few small studios, I got a job at Paramount Recording Studios in Hollywood. And that's where I started meeting a lot of great people. I mean, people that I never dreamt of meeting and now I'm working with them. So that was really great time for me.
And then, like, fast forward, how does this happen? Did you received, you got awarded Grammy for amazing, amazing album. We will be hearing two songs from this album for Chaka Khan. And you are mixing this album, yes?
Yes, and basically from there, from Paramount Recording Studios, where I met a lot of people, I started getting calls for individual work, and I met a lot of great people who basically step by step got me to one of the best producers in the United States, Terry Lewis and Jimmy Jam. And basically there I got the chance to mix a record for Chaka Khan in 2007. The album Funk This got a Grammy Award for the best R&B album.
Congratulations, because I know how many people probably worked on this album. We had a chance to work on our one song, and I swear,
that's right,
you know, it was a long, long time.
It's a lot of work.
Time, yes, but I think this is the best moment to just play Angel. Yes, this is the title of the song from the album of Chaka Khan, and again, album's name is
Funk This.
That's a cool title. Okay.
Thank you.
and flying blind most of the time. Drama queen, preening and untangling feathers in her wings, captured by her dreams. Desperately she sings.
Voice, isn't it?
Everything. Arrangement is also amazing. I cannot believe that I heard violins there. It's so beautiful. Everything just worked so perfectly. I cannot even imagine how much time it took to produce this album. I know I have our friends in the studio and they are big fans of Chaka Khan, and I think today is a great show for all of us to enjoy this music. Wojtek, congratulations. Wow.
Yeah, that was great time and a lot of fun working on this album.
Yeah. You know, obviously, life is very unusual, plays little unusual ways with our lives. And I never thought that I will meet you because obviously we didn't know each other. But thank you to friends. Thanks for connecting me with you. Then song that I would love to play right now, Look at Me Now, like I said, was in the making for a long, long time. And Paweł Hołda, who is a Polish composer, he sent me just instrumental to the song. I liked it. I wrote a melody and lyrics, and then you added also your part to the music. And then we had amazing, amazing arranger, young arranger, who just add something very, very special, also big orchestra to it, Jonasz Wiewiór, who I think he's right now 19 years old, but I took a chance on his talent, and I think I was really lucky and happy to hear how beautifully he arranged the song. Then my vocals were recorded in America, produced by Dan Solowitz, recorded in Los Angeles with Bob Waits in his studio. Then everything was sent to you, Wojtek, to your hands. Mm-hmm. And then you did the magic, and we had a pleasure to also meet you in person in May with my daughter Natasha Mira. We flew to Poland. We met you in Wrocław. We were just...
Yes, so it was great to have you here.
And it was so great to know you and see how nice, wonderful gentleman you are, and working with you in studio, that was something that I will never forget, and I'm counting on many, many more beautiful songs. But I know I just need to say thank you for that, for all of these people, and for the end of results that took us more than a year and a half to finish.
Then, wow, that long?
Yes, because before you came to the pictures, we were doing so much, you know, we changed arrangement, we, like I said, took
That's
time
right.
to record, took time to just...
And once we found Jonasz,
yes.
That's when magic happened, yes.
And, you know, I'm just trying to make connection with a little bit end of the song of Chaka Khan, because, you know, violins and live beautiful orchestration is not so often used in modern music, but I'm hoping that this will change and we'll be having some nice ballads, you know, with beautiful live orchestration too. Anyway, it's hard to follow Chaka Khan, but I'm proud of my song, and I'm very excited that we can play and premiere this on LA Talk Radio. Ilona Europa, Look at Me Now, a song who was written and co-written by a few people. Ilona Europa, Wojtek Kochanek, also Paweł Hołda, and arrangement by Jonasz Wiewiór and Wojtek Kochanek, who produced song. Thank you so much, and let's listen to that song.
Cry, don't cry, goodbye, you'll never ever know.
Very nice.
Thank you. I think it's great, a sweet, sweet, beautiful ballad. Thank you so much, Wojtek, for working on this one and producing this one.
It was a great pleasure.
Okay, now, can you take us from the time that you worked with Chaka Khan, you worked with so many artists. I posted the picture of Aldero and you, and you know, knowing that you had the pleasure to meet these people, is the one artist that was very hard to work with or was the most inspiring one? Okay, let's start from the most inspiring one.
You.
Who it was? I mean, yes. No, outside of Ilona Europa, who was the artist that you worked and you learned the most in a studio?
Well, I think when I'm thinking back all different artists, I think the most fun I had with Johnny Guitar Watson, who was a 70s R&B artist, and I have to say we had the most fun. Basically, all day long we would be laughing, playing music and recording his stuff, and that was a great time.
And some artists are probably really hard to work with. I don't want to give anybody, you know, a bad rub, but some people are not easy in a studio. They are nervous, they just have special needs. Do you remember anybody, and can we even name them?
Well, I had some hard times where people, there were some artists who wouldn't even talk to me in a session, or, you know, there was artists who would trash the instruments and stuff. So there was a lot of very interesting session at Paramount Recording Studios back in the 80s and 90s, yes.
You know, I know that you are right now in Poland. You have a beautiful studio and you are kind of flying all the time because I know that you are working with lots of artists, not only in Wrocław, in the town that you right now are living, but you came back to Poland. Why?
Basically for a family reason. I had to take care of my elderly mother, and that's why I came back. And in the meantime, I met my wonderful wife, and
hi, Teresa.
I decided to stay here in Poland and work here. Since we have 21st century, I can get sessions from all over the world, and I can mix it here in my studio.
I know, that's the just coolest ways of working right now. You really, really...
That's how we started.
Yes, that's how I started with you, working with you. But yeah, I know that you're busy. You are probably dragged also to different studios because I'm sure in Poland everybody wants piece of your talent. Then do you think working with European artists, is there a little different feel to, has different feel to it? Like in America, are we more dramatic, maybe we have bigger souls, or maybe...
I would have to say that American music is on a little higher level. Yes. And I'm from working here, I miss R&B music because that's not much yes. of what I'm doing here. So that's more dance pop music what I'm doing in Europe.
I agree with you. I think you learn from the bestest and best people.
That's right.
Artists. I think you have so much to give to European artists. They just need to listen and maybe learn more from your past recordings. And you just need to have so many interviews and just play the music. And I'm hoping that the world is listening right now. Like I say, you were for many, many years. How many years you were in Los Angeles?
About 30 years, yes.
Wow, that's a long, long time. That now, yes, you are still available for probably working with a lot of people from here. Then I don't know if you need more work and contact, but I will be
yes,
more
it's
than...
always a pleasure to do more work. And as I said, I'm concentrating more on mixing and editing right now. So that's always an option.
Okay, and I would love to, of course, play one more song. I will probably fade out because time is running out. And but this second song is called Castles.
That's right, Chaka Khan, that originally recorded with Rufus.
Whoa, okay, let's play.
Screaming your disgrace as she slammed the door in his drunken face. And now he stands outside, and all the neighbors start to gossip. Andrew, what's to do? He cries so oh good, you must be mad. What happened to the sweet love you had? Against the door, he leans, starts to sing. His tears fall and burn the garden green. And so castles made of sand fall in the sea, eventually. Little Indian brave who before his tent played organs in the woods with his Indian friends. And he built a dream that when he grew up, he'd be a mighty warrior going into your tomorrow he would sing his first war song and fight his first battle. Something went wrong. A surprise attack killed him in his sleep that night. Damn. And so castles made of sand melts into the sea eventually. We'll be right back.
Oh, what a pleasure. What a pleasure. Wojtek Kochanek. We are talking with producer, mixer, and engineer Wojtek Kochanek. Right now he's calling from Poland to LA Talk Radio Accent On with Ilona Europa. And I am so honored to know you. So happy we had a chance to listen to Chaka Khan, two of her songs with her Grammy-winning album that you mixed and engineered. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. And I have to make a little correction. This, as we know, Castles Made of Sand was written by Jimi Hendrix, and this version was recorded by musicians from Rufus, mainly Tony Maiden on the guitars.
I can only say thank you so much. I know it's 3 in the morning, or now 3:30 in the morning in Poland. Then we are so, so lucky to have you today. And people are calling, probably telling that they love us. My phone. But thank you so much, Wojtek. And I'm hoping that
it was a pleasure.
Next month or 2 months from now, you'll be calling back and we'll be playing new songs that you are producing in America and in Europe for us.
Great. And I think, are you going to be in Wrocław during the winter, where we're going to maybe write another song?
I cannot wait. I cannot wait. We love you so much. Thank you. My friends are saying hi and bye. Good night.
Hey,
and
nice to meet you.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Send love to your wife, Teresa, and
hope
good
to
night
meet you
again.
In person.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Thanks. Wow, world is the most beautiful place in the world. You know, you don't know people, one day you don't know, and then 6 months later you eat an amazing dinner with them, and then you produce something that you could dream only about, and maybe this is just the beginning. But like Wojtek said, everything in life is just full mistake. You never mistake. You never can predict what the next day will bring. That just... We just need to do a good job and hope and dream, and that's what I'm doing. But you are here.
I'm here.
Jerry, for much, much more serious topic, because we are not talking about dream. We are talking about people's lives, finances, people's future, and sometimes the future could be very, very scary. And you represent a segment, 6 month segment on Accent On, very, very strong financial segment with your advices that I'm hoping whole world can hear and take something from it, or people who can connect with you via phone, they will not hesitate and then contact you. Could you maybe first introduce your business to us, that people understand why you are here, why we are meeting you once we have 30 minute segment every month, and I know you'll be having your own radio show soon. Then I really think we'll be directing everybody to the show. We'll be pitching, because information that you are giving us is just amazing. And I want to also add that your wife is working with you. She has her own business that we already talked about, but really you both are very, very involved together with everything what your business is doing. Could you tell us the name of the business, your name again, and how we can contact to set these things from the start?
Well, I'm Jerry Kane, and I'm an estate and elder law attorney, been practicing for, a quarter century. Tonight I'm going to be talking to you about the VA's best kept secret, how to obtain veterans benefits, something I have a tremendous passion for, helping veterans. I've helped hundreds of veterans, helping 2 to 3 a week, and it's something really amazing and near and dear to my heart, because, you know, seeing these veterans get these benefits, some of them are in tears because, you know, they're living from paycheck to paycheck, and some of them are paying for services they shouldn't be paying for privately, and
medical,
it just makes
also
me crazy seeing these people paying for these things. And when we can help them get these benefits and obtain these benefits, it's just the most amazing and wonderful thing.
And you have calling. That's what you're saying. There's like musicians and artists. That's all what we do because we want to give something back, you know. I know for you is all your business, practically most of your business, you just want to almost scream out loud that there are certain laws that people don't understand and they don't know maybe who to ask and how to ask for them, but mm-hmm. they are there for veterans to just be help with. Then today we'll be talking about 8 biggest myths to obtain veterans benefits. Obvious, I'm trying to learn more and more. We all know somebody who can get used to this, get used this information. Then I know friends, I had sometimes people and they are sitting here and they are army people, they are also young, maybe not veterans yet, but you know, it's right. Just I'm meeting these people too, and then I will be so excited to just everybody, to tell them, call to Jerry, first and foremost, listen to the show and just understand that maybe you don't know everything, because mm-hmm. we don't, we need to be taught, and you are the person who will just explain that. We have some myths. You must be disabled to receive VA benefits. True or not?
That is such a myth. There's absolutely no requirement of being disabled in order to receive veterans benefits. You didn't even have to be in combat or have boots on the ground to get the benefits. You know, first of all, I'd like to thank the veterans out there who might be listening. Thank you for your service. Whether you were in combat or not, you were part of it. You were in the service, and we want to thank you for your service, and you deserve to receive these benefits. Quite honestly, it's just that simple. You deserve to get them, and the VA doesn't have a requirement that you actually served in combat in order to receive the benefits.
Okay, then the second myth that you had to have been in combat to receive VA benefits, we know that's not true.
Not true. You could have had a desk job, you know, here in the U.S. You did not have to be in country, and you can still qualify to get the benefits.
Wonderful. And, then,
I'm going to add that the benefits are over $2,000 a month.
A month.
Tax-free benefits.
A month. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a little over $25,000 a year. And who couldn't use $25,000 a year in tax-free benefits for the rest of their life? And again, you earned it. You deserve it.
Karen, I'm sure you are in office every day, and I'm sure you are part of events and gatherings that Jerry is organizing his office or out. And I'm sure you see clients who are coming to him and they don't believe that anything can be done for them.
Yeah, we see that a lot. A lot of veterans tell us that they've heard that they can't qualify. And that's where an attorney comes into play, where he restructures some of the assets to make them be able to qualify. And one other thing that we forgot to mention, this benefit is also for surviving spouses of veterans.
That's one of the myths you're getting
ahead of. That's very smart.
I ruined it for us.
See, wives always think ahead, and that's a big bravo for you. It's very interesting because, it's a lot of women who are left, you know, having maybe a nothing, or I'm not saying they're losing husbands, but the situation could be really, really traumatic for so many families. Then let's go for myth number 3. The VA says you can only use the money for your care.
The VA, this is an absolute myth also, that the VA doesn't actually even look into what you use the benefits for. You can use the benefits for your care, you can use them to, you know, get into a nicer, could be the difference, $2,000 a month, getting into a nicer assisted living or skilled nursing facility if you ever need that level of care. However, it can just be to improve your quality of life so you're not struggling as much as you might be struggling. So again, you can use the money for anything to your heart's desire, and the VA does not even inquire into what you're using the money for in most situations.
Wow, and that's also this inclusive of the $2,000. This is completely different benefits, what we are talking right now, because money that you were talking before, the $2,000 a month, that's different amount of money.
No,
that's what we're talking about. Inclusive.
You can use that for
that's what I wanted
anything
to know.
You want.
Wow.
Pay your mortgage, pay a car payment, buy clothes, whatever you want. They could use that money for whatever they want.
And the money is just like Social Security, it's direct deposited right in your account. Okay. And I have one client, just to give you an example, he happens to be a hospital administrator, and he came into me to try to get benefits for his mom, and now she got the benefits, and she calls him up every single month saying it's like Christmas for her.
Every
time she gets this check, she's calling him up, I got the check, I got another deposit.
That's big. That's really, really big. Then you have another question. You can only get benefits if you have medical need.
That is just simply not true. There's actually three, what I call tiers of benefits, three different levels of benefits. So for certain levels, you don't have to have any medical need whatsoever. For other levels, you do have to have some medical need. You do need to have, you know, the need to have assistance with, you know, activities of daily living, you know, getting out of bed, dressing, bathing, managing medications. And in many cases, there are some situations, and we've actually done this for many clients of ours, where you can use the medical benefits of your spouse to allow you to qualify.
Wow. Wow. You know, it's complicated, but it's really not, because when we answer these questions, you really start having clarity in your head, what you can, you cannot. Now we are going to the myth number five that you mentioned, Karen's spouses cannot get VA benefits.
Sorry, I ruined it.
No, you didn't, because you are a wife. You are the, how many wives have these questions in a head? It's very, very important. Maybe that's even number one question. Then thank you for bringing earlier. Please continue one more time, because it's a very important question. Spouses cannot get VA benefits.
Surviving spouses can get VA benefits. And if you just take the number of World War II surviving spouses, you know, there were, what was it, you know, six mixed million World War II vets and a 9-to-1 ratio of, that's like $54 million potential spouses just from World War II alone that could be getting these benefits.
Wow. Then another one is you cannot qualify with more than $80,000 in assets. I know I skipped the one you will be, you'll be talking, but please, if you can do the seventh one, yes.
You know, it just really makes me crazy that there's just people are putting so much false information out there. And, you know, where this $80,000 limit comes from, it really just comes from because the person who's reviewing the application, if they want to approve anything over $80,000, they got to run it by their supervisor. And you know that that's probably never going to happen.
Wow.
So that's where that myth comes in. But you can qualify with more than $80,000 in assets. And you know, where a lot of the planning comes in is, as Karen said, you know, we can do all kinds of things to bring you to the right level of assets for you to qualify. You don't have to do this alone. We can help you. We'll figure out exactly what's the right amount of assets for you to have in order to qualify. And if you've already been to the VA and they told you you have too much assets or too much income, that's just plain not true, because probably at least 90% of the clients that I've seen who have been to the VA first, we've been able to get them to qualify for veterans benefits.
And if we don't think we can, no hard feelings. You just walk away and with a lot of information of maybe other things that you can get.
Wonderful. So. We have the myth number six. I skipped one. It's a very hard word for Ilona. We have an accent, and you, Jerry, will help me with this word. But you cannot qualify unless you are
impoverished.
I learned a new word with minimal assets. That's the contradiction to the
right
next one.
Well, we already touched on this. Yes. You do not have to be impoverished. You don't have to have, you know, a minimal amount of assets or income. The VA does allow you to actually use your medical expenses to offset your income. And in many cases, you know, you may have a child involved with your assistance or care, and we can use them as a medical expense as well. So there's all kinds of things that we can do to get
it's
you
like
to qualify.
Reading between lines, because when you read main line, you say, okay, it's not me. No, it's not for me. And then you have these underlines that you know about them, and then you feel so much for veterans, and you are the person that people need to call, people need to meet, and we'll give all information in the end of the show. Then another one, a spouse had to be married to the veterans while they served. Is this true?
That is not true. So if you want to go find a veteran and marry them, you can do that. You just have to be married for 1 year, to that veteran before that veteran passes. And then you as a surviving spouse can qualify as a surviving spouse.
Very interesting. Very interesting. You know, love is in the air. Everybody, please fall in love 1 year. Okay. But then myth number 9th. And you must report the veterans' benefits you receive and pay income tax on the benefits received. Oh, that's scary. Is this true or not?
The veterans' benefits you receive are tax-free. You do not have to report them. They're tax-free. Hmm. So figure you get $2,000 a month. That's equivalent to $2,500 a month or more if you were to pay tax on it. And, you know, you'd have to put an awful lot away. You'd have to have $500,000 in the bank, you know, earning, 5% interest in order to generate the same amount of money tax-free. So it's a significant amount of money.
A lot of money. Yes, if somebody saw us on Facebook and listened to our show, hopefully people will be going to LA Talk Radio, and I will post the link to our show, because this could be complicated, you know. Then you can really listen to the show over and over again, and two previous shows with Jerry. Mm-hmm. We will learn a lot. I'm trying to speak slowly. Normally, I'm talking very fast. But I because I'm wanting to learn. I have a piece of paper, then I will be passing around to some of the friends who could use this information. But again, everybody, in 2-3 hours, the show will be available for downloads and to listen over and over on LA Talk Radio, Accent On, Channel 1. Scroll down on the top is our show, or I will be posting a link to the show. And of course, on the Facebook, everybody can watch over and over the show. Jerry, we have some very important information Karen, please
so
tell us.
If you are interested in learning more about this,
people are crazy.
I
hope it's not a business.
It might be a veteran
yes.
calling us.
Could be. No, I know this name. What is this event about?
So what we talked about here were these myths, and it's very short, but we're doing an event in our office, and Jerry's going to be talking about this.
I'm going to be talking more in depth about how to obtain veterans' benefits on August 21st, two times. You can come around 11:30 or 6:30 that evening.
One more time, date and place, please.
In the office.
In Encino, next to Encino Hospital.
Address, do we have address?
16255 Ventura Boulevard, and we're in Suite 510. It's August 21st at 11:30 and 6:30. You can register by either calling our office at 818-905-6088, or you can go to veteransseminar.com. That's veterans with a plural S, seminar.com, and register there. Also, you know, feel free to call our office, let them know that you heard us on the radio, and my team knows that if you mention Alona Ropa, this radio show, we're going to waive the normal $750 fee that we charge for a veterans benefits planning session for you.
Wow.
So you can
that's
come
the first
in.
Time that Actinon really can make a difference in somebody else's pocket, you
yes.
know. This is a lot of money. Okay, then people, watch our show, Actinon, learn the address. Please send me maybe a JPEG of this information. I will post with our link. Awesome. Because we still have time. Yes, it's again August
21st.
Tuesday,
August 21st.
That we really, really can remind people over and over, and I would be more than happy to post this event. Okay. And again, Encino?
It's 16255 Ventura Boulevard. We're in the Manufacturers Bank building right next to Encino Hospital in Suite 510. And, you know, I just want to reiterate that, you know, this just really makes me crazy that there's so much, people are putting so much false information out there, that so many people are privately paying for, you know, things that they shouldn't be privately paying for. You know, they've served our country, and they've, you know, whether they were actually in combat or, you know, they've been in service, they deserve these benefits, whether they had feet on the ground. And, you know, makes me crazy that people are not getting these benefits because, you know, they don't know about them. There's a lot of false information about them, and they don't know how to get the benefits.
Wow. I don't know how they call this, retrospective or something. If you file with you
mm-hmm.
now.
Retroactive.
That's what
yeah.
you said. If can you get money like for previous years that you didn't do, or rather from the moment only when you...
Well, no. Not yes. Typically,
it means
typically
that people
go
you
back.
Lose so
yeah.
much money every year.
You're losing... Every month you don't apply, you're losing $2,000 a month. You can, in some cases, go back a year, but, you know, that's kind of limited. You had to have actually been able to qualify to do that.
Then again, I know that people will be worried that Jerry is expensive in a way, that the conversation like that, the first one probably is free.
The first one is free, yes.
Okay, now I feel more confident to say free. First meeting with Jerry is free. I know how this is. When you hear a word lawyer, we all are scared, you know, because we think that a lot of money need to be upfronted for that.
But only if you mention this show.
Oh, really? That's really, really... Oh, I feel so special. Now I really... Please, I'm begging people, just don't be nervous. Just contact Jerry.
They have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
If you come to us and you talk to Jerry, you see what he can do for you. If he can help you, great, he'll help you. But if he can't, it's just a little bit of your time, and you get a great education out of it. So
then I will ask for phone number. Let's do that.
You can reach us at 818-905-6088.
Very, very simple. And if you can tell us one more time the topic of today.
The topic of today is the VA's best kept secret and how to obtain veterans benefits of a little over $2,000 a month in tax-free benefits for the rest of your life.
And if people are coming to you, the most people that come, what is the first question that they ask you?
How much?
Really?
Yes.
You know what? I can understand that, you know.
No, I'm kidding.
No, it's very, very true,
but
I'm sure.
Think about it. If you're going to get $25,000 a year and you're paying a small amount to see an attorney to
yeah.
get you to be able to qualify for that, within a month, you're making that money back and more. So
is this with everything is like that, you know?
Yeah.
We invest in so much things, yeah, every month we are looking for some answers. We have no problem pay here and there, but the most important things that really can work for us for many, many years ahead, and it just is there, the information
yeah.
is there, money is there, government will give you, just somebody needs to give you the honest conversation and find the loophole that may be somewhere, you know, there and can be filled with $2,000 a month. what a big money for family who needs need the money. Then for today, I really, really will say thank you. I don't think so. That was too complicated, even for me. But I will be posting the information about event. Okay. This is, again, August 21st. August 21st. And two times a day. That's very important. Yes. You have at 11 and then at?
11:30.
Okay.
And 6:30.
And 6:30.
Yeah. Then if people can come earlier because they don't work or they need to work later, you do everything right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And remember, you know, if you're younger, bring your parents or come and find out the information for your parents. You know, it's open to everybody.
Thank you so much. I will be seeing you next, both of you, next month, and hopefully you will tell me how the August 21st event went through, and maybe Accenton really brought some good clients and they don't need to pay you and you will pay them. I would love that. Ilona Europa, Accenton on LA Talk Radio, serving veterans with Jerry and Karen. Thank you.
Fantastic.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.